Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Governor Tim Walz authorized state disaster assistance today for northwest and west central Minnesota for severe summer storm aftermath. On June 21st, storms across the two areas caused major infrastructure damage, power outages, and hundreds of downed trees. The funding and public assistance will aid Beltrami, Cass, Clearwater, Hubbard, Mahnomen, Norman, and Todd counties, and the White Earth Band of Chippewa. Authorities have recovered human remains from a car submerged in the Mississippi River for nearly 6 decades. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office confirmed the vehicle, identified by its VIN, belonged to Roy Benn of Sauk Rapids, who went missing in September 1967. The Benton County Sheriff's Office has kept the case open for decades. Sheriff Troy Heck says that with help from the Benton County Historical Society, they were able to locate Benn's living relatives. This step could confirm the identity and bring closure to the family.
That was one of the steps we took when this was a cold case, was to reach out, find relatives so we could use DNA technology to build that DNA profile in the event that Mr. Benn's remains would be found.
Heck says he's waiting for the Midwest Medical Examiner to complete its investigation before confirming whether the remains are Benn's. Minnesota's unemployment rate dipped slightly in July to 3.5%. Deed Commissioner Matt Verilek says the state shed 4,400 jobs.
If we look beyond the monthly figures to the over-the-year figures, our job growth was positive and also in the range, which we've been seeing for several years, and also compares favorably to the U.S. rate. So specifically, over the year, Minnesota added more than 35,000 jobs net since last July.
Despite a slight slowdown in July, Minnesota's job market continues to show resilience. A church near Cosmos is a total loss after an early morning fire. The Meeker County Sheriff's Office says around 1:30 a.m. a passerby noticed a glow in the distance. Concerned, he checked the area and discovered the First Evangelical Lutheran Church engulfed in flames. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. State Representative Ben Bakeberg is looking for a new job. The Republican from Jordan has announced he's running for Senate District 54, which also serves Shakopee, Prior Lake, and Jordan. The Minnesota Twins begin their second ever in-game radiothon tonight to benefit the Salvation Army's Bed and Bread Club. Broadcast director Andrew Halverson says this is believed to be the first of its kind radiothon in Major League Baseball, telling inspiring stories of individuals and families the club has helped.
What you'll hear in these 13 interviews throughout the Tiger series is they're providing homes for people, cars, food, and it encapsulates a wide scope of assistance for people in the community.
Over 80 AM and FM stations throughout Minnesota, the Dakotas, northern Iowa, and western Wisconsin will carry the broadcasts during the four-game series against Detroit. The Minnesota Timberwolves will open the 2025-26 regular season on the road against the Portland Trail Blazers on Wednesday, October 22nd. The home opener will be Sunday, October 26th, when the Wolves host the Eastern Conference champions, Indiana Pacers. This is MNN.